The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Vibrational medicine, along with alternative therapies, can mean total body wellness for you. This is Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health with Lynn Waldrop. Vibrational medicine encompasses many modalities: sound, color, light, magnets, and more. You'll learn how to use these proven concepts to stimulate muscles, organs, and bones to their natural state of resonance. Now, here's your host, Lynn Waldrop.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Good Vibrations. Today we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is color therapy. Whether you know it or not, you already practice a version of it. You go to your closet in the morning and you say to yourself, should I wear the blue dress or the yellow shirt? What should I wear? And your body basically requires something from that particular color, and that's why it's trying to nudge you to pick a particular color to wear. So every color has a vibration, a frequency, just like sound. In all vibrational medicine, we receive it through the skin, but with color, there's some added bonuses. So today, we're going to be all about color therapy. So please call in with your questions. It's 1-866-472-5792. So let's get started. So we have color therapy is one of the easiest and most effective ways of treating some common ailments. Now, I'm not a doctor. I don't diagnose. I can't tell you what you can and cannot do medically. But I can tell you that in my center, we received a lot of feedback from clients and families dealing with insomnia, depression, heel and neck spurs, constipation, gout, menopause, sciatica, diarrhea, the plain old flu, and things like that, just to name a few. So let's talk first about why does color work and how it works. So the visible spectrum is where this all starts. The visible spectrum of light is between 400 and 700 nanometers. There are waves that are higher and lower, but they're not visible to humans. And you may think you don't know what these are, but I'm sure you've heard of all of them. You have infrared, microwave, and radio waves. Those are all lower than the visible spectrum. And above it is ultraviolet waves. You have x-rays and gamma rays. So when you go to the doctor and get an x-ray, that's just a vibration above the visible spectrum that you cannot see. The same thing with the UV rays that are coming from the sun when you're outside playing. So light is food for the body just like it's food for a plant. A plant needs a certain amount of light per day or the plant won't live. You're basically the same way. Do you know anybody, especially up north, who has what they call SAD, seasonal affective disorder? So in the wintertime, when it's snowing or it's raining all the time and it's kind of doomy and gloomy looking outside, people get kind of depressed and they get sad, but it's mainly because they're not getting enough light for their body. Their body just requires more than the average person, potentially. So the rods and the cones are in your eyes, and they transform the light into electrical impulses that send the signal to the brain. What's so interesting about this is that signal goes at 234 miles per hour. So way faster than you drive down your biggest highway in your city or your state. Your information is going through the eyes to the brain. And so what happens is when you look at something, 75% of what you see goes to the visual cortex so that your brain can tell you, this is what I just looked at, this computer or this book, whatever it is. The 25% of what you see actually goes to the hypothalamus, which is in your brain, and it runs a whole variety of body functions. The hypothalamus runs the nervous system, energy and fluid balance in the body, heat regulation, activity and sleep, circulation and breathing, reproduction, emotional balance and stress, and the entire endocrine system, which is all the hormones that run a lot of the body. So as a part of this endocrine system is the pineal gland, and you may or may not have heard of it. A lot of people in the metaphysical community have heard of the pineal gland because they now call it the master gland. But basically what the pineal gland does from a scientific point of view is it's the body's light meter. So when animals start to grow hair, extra hair for the winter, that's the pineal gland that's doing that because it can tell by the amount of light during the day when the seasons are about to change. So it knows when to hibernate. It knows when to come out of hibernation. All of this is driven by the pineal gland. So what it does for us is the same thing. It's light activated. So if you have kids that love to watch video games and they watch them in the dark all day, they sit in a very dark bedroom or a dark living room, they close all the blinds and all the curtains and everything, and then they have a hard time going to sleep at night, this can be a reason why. If they do that a lot, then it can throw the pineal gland off, and then the pineal gland has a problem telling them when it's nighttime and time to go to sleep. So a lot of teenagers that develop insomnia, this could be potentially one of the reasons. Another point to note is neuropsychologist Neil Goldman confirmed that the skin sees in technicolor. So we automatically just assume that the skin can only feel, but basically if he did a study that if you put different colors on the skin, that it had different effects on the person. So the skin actually can feel what color it is that you're putting on it, and it sends the signal and adjusts the body appropriately. So the skin sees in technicolor. So you're receiving the colored light in two ways. You want to look at the light, and you want to have that against your skin, have a particular color against your skin. So these are just a couple ways that color therapy works. So let's talk about some of the research that has been done, and some of it's very old and some of it's newer. But you have, in 1937, you had the Nobel Prize winner and founder of vitamin C, Albert St. Gyorgy. He found that sunlight striking the body can literally alter the basic biological functions in processing the body's fuel, which we live on. So he was the founder of vitamin C, and he knew that it was very important that we actually had sun hitting our bodies during the day. In the 1930s, they also did a study, which I find fascinating. We automatically assume that kids probably get more cavities in the summertime because they're at home or they're with mom and they're getting more candy than they might get during the wintertime when they're in school. But actually, this study in the 1930s found that it's the exact opposite, that they get more cavities in the wintertime when they're in school. And the reason is because when they found that the more sunlight you're exposed to, the less cavities that you get. So another reason to don't worry about the sugar so much, but send the kids out in the sun and not playing the video games quite so much. Another one was in 1958. They proved that jaundice was treated with a blue light in the nursery or the hospital. So even parts of medicine actually use color light therapy. And then in the 50s and the 60s, a study was done by Dr. John Ott, and he was testing the lifespan of mice living under fluorescent bulbs versus natural light. And this is my personal point of view, but I feel that this is a real big injustice that we're doing to our kids in school these days. What he found was that natural light emits the full spectrum of color, whereas fluorescent lights have a distorted spectrum, and it's deficient in the parts where the sun is the most abundant. So what he found was that the lifespan of the mice under the natural light was double what it was for the mice underneath the fluorescent lights. For mouse, it was 16 months versus 8 months. So that was the reason why Dr. Ott invented the first full-spectrum fluorescent bulb he called a Vitalite. And you can actually go and buy these types of fluorescent bulbs at Home Depot or your local hardware store or Walmart. They are more expensive, but you can buy them. And then in 1973, he was doing some work, again, this is Dr. John Ott, he was doing some work for Disney where he was trying to do some time-lapse photography on pumpkin seeds. And he had them under fluorescent lights, and guess what happened? They would not sprout. As soon as he put them under one of the Vitalite bulbs or under a natural light bulb, they would sprout. So this sparked a lot of research after that, and they found that kids with hyperactivity and some learning disabilities calmed down, and some even came over their disabilities if they were taught in natural light or the vital light rather than fluorescent lights. But most schools, most hospitals, most any kind of commercial building use normal fluorescent light bulbs. And I feel that this is a big injustice that we're doing to everybody that has to sit underneath that for 8 hours a day. Another study in the 1970s was done on chickens, and again, it was under full spectrum light versus fluorescent light, and they found the same thing, that under full spectrum, the chickens lived twice as long, laid more eggs, were less aggressive, and I love the last one, their eggs had less cholesterol. So when we do things synthetically, like creating a fluorescent bulb, creating light unnaturally, basically, then they have more cholesterol in the eggs that they produce that we eat. In a study in 1979, they found that some colors can stimulate the body's enzymes to 500% more effective and increase the rate of those reactions and activate or deactivate different enzymes and the way that they move across the cell membrane, so just by particular colors on the skin or through the eyes. And then in 1980, Fritz Hollowitz did a study on the endocrine system, and he did a study, again, on fluorescent light versus natural light. And he found that under fluorescent light, stress levels of the stress hormones, which are cortisol and ACTH, are introduced into the body just by being underneath that fluorescent light. And so to me, that, again, is one of the biggest problems. Here we have kids in school sitting all day underneath fluorescent lights, and we wonder why our kids are getting heavy, and they're getting heavy around the middle. Well, when you have a stress level of cortisol flooding the body, that in itself is going to add to potential weight issues. So then you also have the added piece of this that it can make them more aggressive, it can make them so they're a little bit more hyperactive. If you can take all of that out of their environment, maybe you can see some significant psychological and emotional stability happening in those classrooms, and that's what his study was all about. So we're going to take a break there, and when we come back, we're going to talk some more about color therapy and what you can do in your life. It's such an easy technique. How can you make it one of your toolkits for the 21st Century First Aid Kit? We'll be back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you are listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network. Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is linsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everyone. So today we're talking about having a new tool in your 21st century first aid kit. It's called Color Therapy. So call in with your questions, 1-866-472-5792. And if you're interested in taking a class in color therapy, you can do it in your own home. You don't even have to come see me in Georgia. You can go to www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and click on Purchase Classes. So we're back to talking about color therapy. So I love this quote from Jacob Lieberman. He says, malillumination. If light is the major nutrient sustaining all life, then it follows that poor or incomplete lighting will affect every aspect of human existence. And how true. If there wasn't light, there wouldn't be plants and there wouldn't be us on the planet. So we need to make sure that we have the proper sunlight as a part of our daily diet. So where did color therapy come from? It started with the Chinese or the Egyptians. They used color healing. In a recent BBC show that I saw, they had the latest hypothesis about the pyramids in Egypt that I just found completely fascinating. They always talked about how the rooms inside the pyramids were tombs for the kings and various people within his realm. And what they're finding out today is that each one of those rooms resonates to a different frequency, and the way the light comes through the pyramid, that each room lights up with a different color, which also is a different frequency. So actually, they're finding out now that the different rooms within the pyramids were sound and color therapy chambers. So how cool is that? The Greeks in 500 BC were the first to document and to practice solar therapy. And then there's a big jump. We really don't hear about it until Sir Isaac Newton in 1962. He actually discovered the visible spectrum using a prism. And Hippocrates and Plato and Shakespeare and Descartes, they're the ones that researched and found that light actually comes through the eyes, and the eyes are the windows to the soul. That came from Shakespeare. But how cool was it that back in the 1800s they knew that the hypothalamus actually brought this light in and changed things in the body. You also have in the 1800s, you have a Hungarian physician who developed iridology. And iridology is the study of the iris of the eye as being a microcosm of the body. And what happened was in 89, they did a research study using sensitive video cameras and found a 100% correlation between the iridology diagnosis and the actual physical conditions of the patients. So that's another technique of using color. In the 1890s, they found out that rickets were cured by sunlight. And then in the late 1800s, they found that there was a neurological connection between light through the eyes and control over other body functions. And that actually wasn't proven until the 1970s. So all of this is just fascinating and kind of tells us where this came from. Two of the big light pioneers were James Pleasanton, who did what's called the blue glass craze. You see a lot of the cobalt blue glasses in old medicinal magazines or articles. And one of the reasons why they did that was because of James Pleasanton. He started this blue glass craze where he had grapevines. And he had just planted them. And he had alternating clear and blue filtered glass. And what he found out was that the grapes grew in less than 2 years, and they were huge. They were three times the size of what normal grapes should be. So people from all around were wanting to know what he was doing differently, and it started to lead to people taking sun baths under blue lights. So this, his work actually led to some formal studies of chromotherapy is what they called it. And it's still called that today as well. And then you have Dr. Edwin Babbitt, and he was one of the earliest chromotherapists. And he didn't really produce anything to back up any of his claims, but what he was kind of charged with was he would put water in different colored bottles, and he would put them out in the sunlight, and then that's called a tonation. He tonated the water. And then from that, he would drink the water, and it would do the different types of things that we're going to talk about later in terms of when you use the particular color, what kind of reaction the body can have to it. So from there, really the place that we're going to go to is Dinshaw Gadali. And he is the one that has the most extensive background, the most extensive research and testing on color therapy. He created what's called spectrochrome therapy, and it was an actual machine that he created in the 1920s. And he envisioned everybody having it. But the United States government kind of moved against him, and he had to settle into private practice, and he was very handicapped by what was going on with the government and what they put upon him. So this is kind of where all of this started and some of the background of it, so that you guys have a little bit better understanding of where it's been, and it actually has been used. And really what stopped all of it from being used much was in 1939, a German biochemist won the Nobel Prize for successfully treating a bacterial infection with sulfanilamide, which is pharmacology, was born. So we moved from using things like color therapy and being out in nature and being in the sun to taking a pill. So that was kind of the end of all this. So where do we find it in commonplace today? Because color therapy is being used, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, when you decide on what color you want to wear today, that's a form of color therapy. Your body is trying to tell you, I need some yellow, I require some green. But other places where you find it is they took blackboards out of the schools and made them green. Now they've changed it to white. You have prisons and certain medical institutions, mental institutions, where they put lots of light blues and things that have a calming effect rather than a brighter yellow or even a red color, which is going to stimulate people. We mentioned before about hospitals using the blue light for jaundice. So those are just some of the places where you see it today. There's a lot of different methods of color therapy. And if you go out on the internet today, you will see bunches of them. They have color therapy glasses, where many chiropractors and other medical personnel will put these glasses of different color slides in them to change your mood, to change whatever it is that you're saying you have symptoms of. They have color therapists that actually use gemstones like amethysts and emeralds. People use different kind of colored candles. Some people will use colored fabrics. Remember, I told you that the vibration goes through the skin as well as through the eyes. So some people will have you lay there on the table and put different strips of fabric across you, as well as you choosing what you want to wear. That's a colored fabric. Another method that we're going to have on in a couple of weeks is called the Erlin method, and it uses colored glasses to filter out offensive light waves. So there are people that have light sensitivities. So if you've ever been told you were dyslexic or have some other reading disabilities especially, you might look into the Erlin method. It's I-R-L-E-N. And it's because the brain is not filtering light waves correctly. And so if you use a particular color that is your color as your lens, whether you wear glasses or not, it is totally doesn't mean anything. It's looking through the color, it can completely change how your brain processes the visual information. So they started doing this in 1980, and the technology can improve reading and comprehension, attention and concentration, and reduce light sensitivity. So I was fascinated when I tried it. A purple is my color. And just when I put this on, I went to walk down a set of steps going out of a person's house, and all of a sudden these steps like popped out in 3D, which I really hadn't even seen before. So it can change a lot of things. So we'll have a woman on here in a couple of weeks to talk about the Erlin method some more, because that needs a whole hour really to talk about so you can understand. But it's just a different method of color therapy. So today what we're going to finish talking about is Dinshaw Gadali and his method of spectrochrome therapy. It's extremely easy to use. It's not expensive, especially when it comes to the amount of money that people throw at medicine today. I take a light kit with me when I travel. It brings down fevers in kids. It's a great thing to have around with kids. It can calm kids down if you can't get them to calm down before they go to bed at night. So there's all kinds of uses for it. So we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we are going to talk for the rest of the time about Dinshaw-Gadali and spectrochrome therapy.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that allergies can manifest themselves in unique ways? Try this. Write something before a meal, and then, an hour later, write again. If you see a drastic change, check out each food and beverage you have ingested and see which ones affect the writing area of the brain. During an allergic response, your pulse, breathing, and behavior can change. These symptoms can occur inside, outside, and after exposure to foods, dust, pollen, mold, or chemicals. Learn more when you tune into Are Unsuspected Allergies Ruining Your Life? With Doris Rapp, MD, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness. Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is linsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we're talking about having a new tool in your 21st century first aid kit. It's called color therapy. And whether you know it or not, you already practice it to some degree. If you'd like to take a class on color therapy and have a color light kit for your home or office use, go to my website at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and click on Purchase Classes. So what we're talking about is the therapy that was developed by Dinshaw-Gadali in the 20s. And he has over 50 years of experience and research behind what he does. His book is Let There Be Light. And his work is based off of both Pancoast and Babbitt from the late 1800s. And in 1920, he was in New York and had his first class on spectrochrome therapy. And he started talking to all kinds of medical professionals. And in 1958, the FDA put a permanent injunction on Dinshaw's work and products for sale, forcing him to practice in New Jersey where he lived, and that injunction is still upheld today. In 1975, his center, the Visible Spectrum Research Institute, was dissolved because of the handicap from the court injunction. So today there is a Dinshaw Health Society, which is a nonprofit company. But what Dinshaw did was he created and honed the colors he used in the book, Let There Be Light, and he had special colored filters that you use to tonate the body. So remember, the body takes the color in several ways. The eyes, we talked about that, the hypothalamus and the pineal gland, which tells the nervous system and a lot of other systems what to do. It takes it in through the skin. The skin feels in technicolor due to the vibratory rate of the color. And through the aura, there are layers of energy fields around the body that are created by the electrochemical reactions in the cell. And color therapy interferes and changes the colors from the outside, and it then changes the chemical reactions in the cells. So you're feeling the effects of color therapy as you go through your day, whether you know it or not. So we can take the color filters and put them in a can light and shine them on the body. taking the color in those three ways. So for Dinshaw, he would tonate for an hour. So let's talk about some of the colors. Green is the overall body harmonizer. That's usually the color that you start with, especially if you have any kind of other ailments that have been around for a while. You need to get the body to reharmonize itself to a certain degree before you move on to other colors. So green is your body harmonizer. And then you have stimulating colors like red and orange and yellow and lemon. And then you have the calming colors, which are turquoise, blue, indigo, and violet. Your symptoms can be acute or they can be chronic. So if you read his book, acute just means it's short-lived or one time, and chronic is you've had it over and over and over again, can't seem to get it to go away. So according to Dinshaw, the number one enemy of color therapy is persistence, because basically you need to use this every day for an hour. If you have, again, something that's chronic or something that's really going on, just sitting under it for 1 hour isn't going to make that particular ailment go away. And that's one of the reasons why I teach a one-day class in color therapy and sell the light kits, because it's so easy to do at home. You can purchase the class, the manual, Dinshaw's book, the light, the tripod, and everything for $500. And that's something that you can use all the time, and every family member can use it. So again, let's talk about the colors a little bit. So you have red. Red is going to be one of the strongest colors, and there aren't very many colors that I forewarn people about in terms of being careful, but this is one of them, because this one stimulates the nervous system. It's a liver builder. It builds platelets and hemoglobin in the blood and causes rapid expulsion of debris through the skin and is a counteragent for burns. But what it does is it can raise your blood pressure. So I would never put red on the chest of somebody who has some high blood pressure. So when you're doing color therapy, just like anything else, you want to go to somebody who knows a little bit about what they're doing, or take a class so that you know a little bit about what you're doing, and you want to ask some questions. Don't go to conclusion that this is the color that I need to do. You need to ask some questions like, what is your medical background? Because there may be something that is counterproductive. If you want to call it a bad side effect, with red, it can cause rapid expulsion of debris through the skin. So some people, if they sit under the red for a long period of time, too long for their body, they may get some little red marks that they call petechia on the skin from where the body is trying to excrete whatever the toxins are, whatever it's trying to release actually through the skin. The next color is orange, and orange is a great color. It does a lot of things. It's a lung builder and a respiratory stimulant. So for asthmatics and bronchitis, it can help to alleviate some of that. It's a thyroid builder and stimulant. So if you have low thyroid, it's a parathyroid depressant. And what I use this for a lot of times is if people have any kind of calcifications in the body, if you have a bone spur, a neck spur, bunions on your feet, any kind of calcified pieces in the body, the parathyroid, when it's not in balance, it creates this bad calcium, and it sends it out in the forms of some kind of spur. Well, when the parathyroid is balanced again, it will reabsorb that bad calcium and push it back out into the good calcium in your bones and make your bones stronger. So I had a heel spur on my foot, and between using an orange light as well as a tuning fork, my heel spur went away in less than a month. And it was all because we were focusing on balancing that parathyroid. Orange also deals with cramps and muscle spasms. So somebody, especially women, having menstrual cramps and spasms, it's good for that. It stimulates mammary glands to produce milk. So if a mom is having a hard time getting her milk to come in, you can put some orange light on her. It's a stomach stimulant, so it helps to create hydrochloric acid in the stomach. So actually when you are taking your Pepcid ACs or something like that, it's actually stopping the stomach from producing stomach acid. But a lot of times having that acid reflux is because you don't produce enough. And so if you use the orange light, it will produce more and acid reflux will go away. It assists in vomiting if you have somebody has swallowed something they shouldn't have. It relieves gas in the digestive tract. It's a bone builder using calcium. And it's a tissue stimulant and decongestant. So let's say you have a sprained ankle and you have some bruising. Well, if you use the orange light, it will help to pull out that bruising and rebuild all that tissue so that your sprained ankle will heal quicker. The next one is yellow, and yellow stimulates the motor nervous system, and it's a nerve builder. So those of you with things like neuropathy, the yellow light is good at trying to rebuild those nerves that have been burnt. It also stimulates the lymphatic system. It stimulates the intestines and the adrenals and the pancreas, and it also produces more hydrochloric acid in the stomach, and it increases bowel movement. So if somebody is having a problem with constipation, yellow and orange would be their two colors. So my father hadn't gone in several days, and he gave me a time limit. He said, okay, you've got a half an hour to get this fixed. And he had tried everything to get it working, the Fleet's enemas and all those kinds of things, and none of it worked. And sure enough, I had yellow on him in the face and in upper body, and I had orange on him down in his abdomen, and in 15 minutes he's yelling to go to the bathroom. So it works very quickly. It's a spleen depressant and an equilibrator of sadness, and it also expels worms and parasites. So if you feel like you have any kind of parasites that you've picked up from eating food that hasn't been cooked properly or anything like that, then you can use the yellow light for that. Lemon is a combination of green and yellow together, and we'll talk here in a little bit about these different filters and why they're so special, but basically this is a combination of the green and the yellow. So lemon is great for chronic disorders. So remember I told you that you usually want to start out with the green light. The green light is great for harmonizing the body, but if you have some chronic issues that won't go away, then a lot of times the body needs to pump it up a little bit, step it up, and move it up to the lemon. And it will help to bring those chronic disorders to a point where you can actually start to find some movement in them. The lemon will also dissolve some blood clots. It promotes coughing. It's an expectorant. It's a bone builder, but in terms of phosphorus, not calcium. It's a brain stimulant. It's a thymus builder. And a lot of people don't know what the thymus does. It's on the heart. And the thymus actually atrophies after you go through puberty. And really, it stimulates the entire immune system, so it's something very important. So you can use the lemon light to try to build that and stimulate it to keep it going so that your immune system is what keeps you from getting sick. It mildly stimulates your digestive system. It's a mild laxative. So again, if you're not having a real problem, you need something more like a softener, you can use lemon. Otherwise, you need to bump it up to the yellow or orange. And it's also an equilibrator after using the green. So again, you may use the green for a while, and then when you get into the chronic conditions, you want to bump it up to lemon for a little while as well. So then we go back to our green, and green does all kinds of yummy things. And when you lay under a green light, it just feels like you're home. It's just a physical equilibrator. It's a pituitary stimulant. So if someone's having a problem with their growth hormones, sex organ function, thyroid function, metabolism, water in the kidneys, water homeostasis, anything like that, it's trying to bring all the body systems back into balance. It stimulates rebuilding of muscle and tissue. So remember we talked about having a sprained ankle. Well, if you have a sprained ankle, you may want to start with the orange to get rid of some of the tissue that has been injured and to get rid of the bruising that's in there. And then you're going to want to go to the green to actually rebuild the muscle and the tissue. And the green is fabulous for destroying microorganisms, germs, bacteria, and it prevents decay in the teeth. So there are some times I will lay there with my mouth wide open with the green light shining into my mouth. So the yellow and the lemon and the green are fabulous when you feel a sore throat coming on, you feel the flu or bronchitis or something like that coming on. As soon as you feel the first tickle in your throat, if you get under the green light or you get under the lemon light, then all of a sudden you will feel that energy moving, and it's like it's just taking that away. And you may sit there and cough for a couple minutes, but when you're done, all of a sudden there is no more tickling in the throat. What would have turned into, for me, a lot of times if I have something going up in the sinuses and it starts to drop down into that throat, if it drops further and drops into my chest, then I've got issues because now I'm going to get bronchitis or something like that. But I don't get to that point anymore because I go under the green light or the lemon light and it gets rid of it before it even moves. So it destroys the microorganisms, the germs, and the bacteria. And then we move to the calmer side, to the cooler side of things. So next is turquoise. So this is more for the acute things. This is more for things that just happened recently. It's a brain depressant, and it's a skin tonic and rebuilds burnt skin. So let's say you have pain from a burn. You're going to start with the turquoise, and you're going to keep moving down the scale we're going on now of turquoise, blue, indigo, and violet. But you'll start with the turquoise, which is a combination of blue and green together. It also is for a brain depressant. So somebody that's, you know, just bouncing off the walls, going crazy, you got that monkey chatter going on in your mind and you can't seem to stop it, go sit under the turquoise light for a little bit and it will start to calm things down. And if that doesn't calm it down enough, then again, go down this scale of blue because the next one is just plain blue and it relieves itching. So if you got some kind of a bug bite or hives or something like that, it will actually stop the itching. It encourages perspiration. It's a mild sedative. It reduces fever and inflammation. And that's one of the reasons why I take it. How many times have you been on vacation with your kids, and that's always when they get sick? So that's the reason why I take the green and the yellow, the lemon light, so that I can go and say, okay, guys, we need to get rid of this before it starts. But then if they spike up with a fever, I'm going to pull out the blue light or the indigo light, and a lot of times the fever is gone in less than 15 minutes. So I even had a situation where one of my kids, we had him in an ice bath, and it wasn't even bringing down his fever. But as soon as we put him under the indigo light, the fever was gone in less than 10 minutes. So another thing that it does is it's a pineal gland stimulant, which helps to build vitality. Remember, that's the pineal gland is the one that does the sleep cycle. So the better, the deeper sleep you have, then the more vitality you're going to have as well. And the next one is indigo, and this one's a parathyroid builder, and it's a thyroid depressant. So if your thyroid is overactive, this will slow it down some. It's a respiratory depressant, and it controls abscesses and secretions and discharges and hemorrhages. So again, if you're trying to stop something that is kind of pusty, ooey, and gooey, then indigo is going to be your light. It's a mammary gland depressant, so if you get into a situation where you're overproducing milk, you can put the indigo light on. And it also eases suffering, mental suffering. So if, again, you're having all kinds of problems where you're just getting frustrated and you're upset and you're crying and you can't seem to work your way out of it, you're going to want to go and sit under the indigo light. So we need to go to another break, and when we come back, we will wrap it up with the colors, and we'll talk a little bit more about how you can get a light kit and how it can work for you.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you want an empowering, healthy way of life, consider Yoga Radio with host and teacher Katrina Ariel. Every show promotes freedom in your body, clarity in your mind, and an uplifted feeling in your heart. Catch Katrina and her guests, some from the yoga world and some that you'd never believe had anything to do with yoga. It's an informal discussion, a short meditation, or a yoga session to help you find the beauty of life, even in a stressful world. It's Yoga Radio with Katrina Ariel, live every Thursday at 11 a.m. in the West, 2 p.m. in the East, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit SoundColorAndLightForLife.com.
opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynnsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we're talking about adding a new tool to your 21st century first aid kit, and it's called color therapy. And whether you know it or not, you're already using that tool when you pick out what color clothes you're wearing today. For anybody who's interested in taking a class on color therapy or getting a colored light kit for use for your home or office, go to my website, www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com, and click on Purchase Classes. So what we were talking about was the different colors that come in the filter set that you actually use to put on your body. And remember that your body can perceive this in several ways. It takes it in through the eyes, through the hypothalamus at 234 miles an hour. It goes to the brain, which sends out now hormonal signals to the whole body. So if you ever walked into a room and it just was this beautiful light blue color or some color that was very comforting to you, and instantly your body just kind of went, okay, well, that's because you took that vibration in through your eyes and the body liked that particular color. The body needed and required that color, and it just calmed your entire endocrine system down, which calmed you down. So the other way, remember, we take it through the skin. The skin sees and feels in technicolor because of the vibratory rate of the color, and through the aura, which are the energy fields that surround the body, and having those different colors out there will actually change the chemical reactions in the cells. So we've talked about the stimulating colors, and right now we're on the more depressed and calming colors. So we are on violet. So how many of you out there have insomnia? So if you come to color therapy, you might start with the turquoise, and then you might go to blue, and you may even make it to indigo. And all of those are completely fine to sleep under all night long. You don't have to do it for just an hour. If you're one of those people where you don't have a problem falling asleep, but you wake up, and once you wake up, then you can't go back to sleep. You can actually leave these lights on all night long, but not when you get to violet. And I actually have a client who said that she took 14 different types of medicine a night to be able to go to sleep. And she came to a color therapy class, and we had her asleep in 5 minutes on the table under the violet light. But with violet, you're only going to leave it on for a short period of time. So my suggestion to her was that she go to bed first and her husband come after her. And when he came to bed, he made sure he turned the light off, because it's just too strong of a color. And so the violet is a spleen builder, and it decreases muscular activity, including the heart. And it's a lymph gland and pancreas depressant, and it's a tranquilizer for the nervous system. So people that are really having some kind of psychological or emotional distress, you can put a violet light on, and it will really, really help. So let's talk for a second before we go into the last three colors about going to Home Depot or Walmart or your local hardware store, and they sell what's called a party bulb. You can buy a colored light bulb. So yes, I'd love for you all to come and take one of my color therapy classes, but the truth is, if it's not a severe problem, a party bulb can do the trick, and it's only about $2 or $3. So if you're having problems sleeping, do yourself a favor and spend $4. Go out and buy a green bulb and buy a blue bulb. And for the first night or so, try putting the green bulb in the lamp next to your bed somewhere. You can leave the shade on or you can take the shade off. And if you're going to sit in bed and watch TV or read something before you go to sleep, you may even want to start with the green bulb before you even go to sleep. And the green, remember, is going to harmonize the body somewhat, so maybe it will take the blue better the next night. So when you do that, then you'll probably be woken up in the middle of the night, you'll turn the light bulb off, and in the morning you probably won't even remember you getting up to turn the bulb off. So this can help insomnia greatly. So you people that are out there suffering with that, please stop suffering and try this. So for those of you who have issues with the constipation or have issues with the bone spurs, do yourself a favor. Go try to find an orange bulb. Now, in Georgia, I haven't been able to find an orange bulb at the store, but you can buy them online. So if you need to go online to get that, you can. So remember, the lemon is a combination of green and yellow. So if you're going to try to reproduce lemon at home without a light kit, you want to buy a yellow and a green bulb. So these are just some ideas that you can try at home without having to spend the excess money on buying a light kit. If you find that those don't quite work for you, you may need to bump it up to stronger colors that a party bulb is not going to offer you, which means you would have to go ahead then and purchase a light kit. So what makes these light kits expensive is in the Let There Be Light book, Dr. Dinshaw goes through all of his research and actually lists here's what a diagnosis is, constipation or whatever, and he will give you what colors you need to use and in what order to make it work. And all of these colors are based off of these Roscaline filters, which for a set of filters can be very expensive. It can be $50 to $75 on the internet. And there are several places that you can go that will actually create them for you. But in my particular class, you get the class, you get the manual on how to use it, and you also get a tripod, colored light kit, including the can and the Roscaline filters. And my classes are all accredited by the National Massage Board for CE credit as well. So any massage therapist out there, this is a great thing for you to do on your clients. You can tone it on the face of the person when they're face down, and then when they turn over, you can tone it different parts of the abdomen, the head, or the chest. And it can help to relieve a lot of their symptoms while they're getting a massage. So there's lots of ways that you can use this. So let's move up to purple real quick. We have kidney and adrenal depressant. It decreases pain sensitivity, and it can also make you go to sleep. I haven't had anybody yet, though, where I've had to go past violet for that. If you have high blood pressure, purple can help to lower blood pressure. It reduces heart rate. It lowers body temperature. So again, if the indigo doesn't get rid of a child's fever, you can bump it up to purple. It can be an emotional and reproductive system depressant. It reduces sexual desire if there's too much going on. And it can kind of moderate the blood pressure between the heart and the lungs. Magenta is the one that basically does all the building and the balancing. It builds and balances the heart, the circulatory system, the adrenals, the reproductive system, and the kidneys. And then scarlet is the last color, and it's the kidney and adrenal stimulant. It's a general stimulant. It raises blood pressure. So if you have low blood pressure and you have problems, you can use the scarlet light to try to raise it. It constricts blood vessels. It increases the heart rate. It can also accelerate delivery of a baby. So if you're sitting there and you're going, I want this to be done. I need this to be over. I want to deliver now. Then you can try using a scarlet light. And this one also builds sexual desire if somebody's having an issue with a low sex drive. So to wrap all this up, basically green is going to be that physical equilibrator. Lemon is for the more chronic disorders. Purple, magenta, and scarlet are for those involving the heart and the blood and the reproductive organs. Lemon and orange are in the case of paralysis or nerve damage. Lemon because of the chronic piece, and orange because it being the nerve builder. You got indigo for bleeding and abscesses and pain. And blue is great for anything ending in itis. So you have all these different kinds of tendonitis and all those kinds of things when they all end in the itis. So remember, you just kind of need to go with your guidance and try it. And only the deeper colors are the ones that you really don't want to use that can actually be injurious to the body. So in the beginning, try using them just for an hour and see how the body likes it. You will know whether your body is liking that color or not. So I hope you guys learned a lot today in color therapy. I know I've enjoyed it. I want to thank you for joining the show today. We have some great shows coming up on the biomat, on acupuncture, on Erlen color glasses, and on tuning forks and more. Don't forget, you can download these episodes from Voice America Health and Wellness or on iTunes under Voice America, all is one word, Good Vibrations. So I look forward to speaking with you all next week, and I hope you all have a very, very healthy week.
Thank you again for joining us for Good Vibrations, Catch the Wave to Better Health. We hope you'll tune in again next week, Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, for another edition with your host, Lynn Waldrop, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a good and healthy week.